Hello everybody, I'm
Microsoft
back
Flight Sim
once
Microsoft.
again for a stream. I've been trying to help out a friend with Flight Sim all day, so this is kind of my I forgot to launch IYP actually. Do that real quick.
Taskbar. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
And
Folder view. Open install FSUIP. It's your plane version 5. Exit program alt X.
Basically while that's launching, and yes, it's gonna come up with that exit program thing, but I know that
Taskbar.
it is in fact launching,
It's
and
your plane version exit program. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
New York Center, Pacifica 3051 with you, flight level 270.
And
Roger.
I got basically helped my friend get started today, and his.
It's your plane version 501 column 2. Exit program alt X. Manage settings alt M. Debug alt. Manage settings. Exit program alt X. Press profile. FSX scene.
Pain.
Folder
again.
View. It's your plane version 520.
Because that's not.
Taskbar. Dialog loading air, land, and sea traffic.
Hi, my name
air,
is Mike.
Land, sea traffic,
I will
traffic.
Be working alongside you today. Good morning, Master Captain Josh.
Thank you, Mike.
You are in the online mode. One moment, please.
FSX. Profile. FSX. Dialog loading air, land, and Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Wow, I guess it's pretty busy. Is it loading in air and sea and all this? I'm in a different aircraft. I'd never flown with this prop before, which is a pretty loud prop.
The system has been initialized for a caravan. ATC acknowledgement is active. Simple ATC plus is active. I am ensuring that the aircraft is fully loaded in the simulator.
Oh bloody hell, why is my, why did my thing volume go down? I haven't had a lot lately.
Profile, FSX scenes, profile, FSX, Microsoft Flight Simulator. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Master Captain, it's your plane.
Top
we are
Microsoft
ready to
Flight
go.
Simulator threats.
Okay, Sarah is, I see, is, sweeting at me, but, alright, we are, about to start the checklist. Like I said, this aircraft is a caravan aircraft. I've never flown it, yet. It's a Cessna, but it's a different kind of Cessna. I've been interested to see how it flies. And let's begin. Did this stream tweet? I hope. And it didn't update. Why? I'm gonna tweet real quick. This is like. Ready. So now, let's finally begin. I think I tweeted enough, and people who are going to tune in will tune in. Do our checklist.
Please wait.
Scroll back up. Speech mode off.
Master Captain, do you want me to run through all of the checklists as required?
Affirmative.
I will call out all of the checklists. Are we ready for the pre-flight checklist?
Affirmative.
I will run down the pre-flight checklist. Parking brake set.
Usually does this for me automatically, but I guess I'll say confirmed here. Confirmed.
The parking brakes are on. Battery master switch on.
Battery master
the battery master switch is on. Are the panel lights set as required? The battery master switch is on.
As required.
The panel lights are set as required. Avionics on.
Avionics on.
Transponder on standby. Avionics are now on and checked.
Confirmed.
The transponder is set on standby. Verify fuel quantity.
Fuel quantity.
Our total fuel quantity is 328 gallons, 1241 liters.
Confirmed.
Roger. The fuel quantity has been checked. Please check the status of the annunciators and radio stack. Landing lights off.
Landing lights off.
Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off.
The landing lights are off. Taxi lights off. The strobe lights are off. Beacon light off.
Beacon light off.
Beacon light off. Avionics off.
Avionics off.
Avionics off. The fuel pump should be off. Piton heater off. Anti-ice off. Anti-ice as required. Generator off. De-ice set.
Generator off.
The generator is off and checked. Propeller pitch set to low RPM.
Speech mode beeps. Speech mode talk. Microsoft Flight Sim. Speech mode off.
Propeller pitch. Set propeller pitch to low RPM.
The propeller pitch is set to low RPM. The fuel condition lever should be set to the off or cut position. Fuel condition lever to off. Is the fuel selector set to both?
Confirmed.
The fuel selector is set to both. Throttle idle. The throttle is idle. Navigation lights on.
Navigation lights on.
The navigation lights are on. No smoking signs should be on.
No smoking on.
No smoking signs are on. The pre-flight checklist has been completed.
No, I never. That never happened after a pre-flight checklist. The cabin music came on and didn't say it was doing anything. So I guess we'll just resume. Are my stream's even on? Nobody's watching, but they will be archived, so might as well check. Twitch is on. One is person's watching on Twitch, and nobody's watching on YouTube, but it'll be nice because it'll be archived anyhow. And it's nice that I was able to find on this. I'm using my virtual machine, and yes, it's a little slow on the checklist and performance. But I did just pretty much fix the crackling I was having, and that was basically attributed to not giving my virtual machine enough RAM. I gave it 12 gigs of RAM now, so it should be pretty damn good with Still Not As Fast As Boot Camp with the checklist. It's pretty good for these checklists and whatnot, and just executing commands. And I'll take that over what I had before. And like this, you don't hear any crackling anymore. I'll probably do a IYP virtual air flight tomorrow, and actually make it on time, you know, among other things. But let's continue with this. Hopefully this flight is particularly short. I don't know. Let's get the flight destination real quick. Get flight time to destination.
Distance to Lima, Golf, Alpha, 67 miles. Time to Lima, Golf, Alpha, 0 less than 1 minute. We'll arrive at Lima, Golf, Alpha, at 3:16.
Oh, damn. Are you serious? Wow. Well, that's going to be quite interesting, what ATC directs me to do. Resume checklists.
Are we ready for the before startup checklist?
Affirmative.
I will run down the before startup checklist. Confirm that all entry and cargo doors are secure.
Close doors.
Closing doors.
Confirmed.
All of the entry and cargo doors have been secured. Master Captain, I will now welcome the passengers on board. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your first officer speaking. From the flight deck, we welcome you aboard Landmark Flight Number 1123 to New York. We will be getting underway very shortly. Thank you. Master Captain, do you wish to start the ACARS logging system at this time?
I really don't think it takes a minute to get to New York. I doubt that. I think that's totally wrong. Negative.
Understood. Are the passenger seat belts adjusted?
Affirmative.
Passenger seat belts adjusted. Beacon light on.
Beacon light on.
Beacon light on. The before startup checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the startup checklist?
Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to 6, November 6, 12 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 8.
That's what I saw.
30 UTC.
Affirmative.
I will now run down the startup checklist. The fuel pump should be on.
Fuel pump on.
Fuel pump on. Engine area is clear.
Affirmative.
The areas are clear. Fire up engine.
Fire up engine.
The engine has been started. The engine has been started. Confirming fuel flow. The fuel flow has been confirmed. Confirming oil pressure. Oil pressure confirmed. The fuel condition lever should be set to low idle. Fuel condition lever on low idle. The fuel pump should be off.
Fuel pump off.
The fuel pump is off. Confirming that the battery is charging. The battery is charging. Check engine instruments.
Confirmed.
The engine instruments are functioning properly. Master alternator switch on. The master alternator switch is on. The startup checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the before taxi checklist?
Affirmative.
Roger. I will run down the before taxi checklist. Taxi lights on.
Taxi lights on.
The taxi lights are on. Avionics on.
Avionics on.
COM 2 set to the emergency frequency of 121. And 5. Avionics are now on and checked.
Blind pilot mode on.
Blind pilot assistance has been activated.
Set COM 2 to 1215.
COM 2 set to 1 to 1.5. Flight director on.
Flight director on.
The flight director is on. Altimeter setting.
Auto altimeter on.
Auto altimeter is now on. Request IFR clearance.
Request IFR clearance.
Please wait.
Bombardier 987 Delta, turn left heading 315.
Acknowledge.
Turn left, heading 315, Bombardier 97 Delta.
Acknowledge. Shit, I turned off the damn pilot voice. It didn't save for some reason. I guess I had to turn that back on.
Bombardier 97 Delta, turn right heading.
Request IFR clearance.
Yes, IFR clearance.
Readback is correct. Turn right heading 345, Bombardier 97.
We have received
Delta.
The clearance. Transponder set.
Confirmed.
The transponder has been properly set. Set altitude.
Climb and maintain 3,000.
Altitude set to 3,000. Navigation equipment.
Confirmed.
Bombardier 97 Delta, you are 26 miles.
The navigation equipment is functioning properly. Flight instruments.
Clear ILS. Runway 27 left approach. Maintain 3,000 until established on the localizer.
The flight instruments have been checked. The before taxi checklist has been completed.
Turn left heading 285. Descend and maintain 3,000. Cleared ILS.
Are we ready for the taxi checklist?
Left approach. Maintain 3,000 until established. Tower on 123.6. Bombardier 97 Delta.
Affirmative. Affirmative.
Roger. I will run down the taxi checklist. Announce taxi intentions.
Announce taxi intentions.
Please wait.
Nah, it's not giving me a damn floor. Damn it.
Heading indicator set to takeoff heading.
Make heading 6. Make heading 260.
Bearing 260.
That's gonna suck.
Master Captain, we are clear on the right. Are we clear on the left?
Oh shit.
Speech mode beeps. Speech mode talk. Microsoft, top Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Profile, FSXC, Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Affirmative.
We are ready to taxi. The taxi checklist has been completed.
Mike, let's taxi to runway 1.
Roger. I will taxi into position and hold. We are in position and holding.
Damn it, I want to change that damn option now. I was kind of... trying to change options to help my friend here, and now I fucked up somewhere. It's not giving me when I'm not. I use that, that's critical for me.
Speech mode beeps. Speech mode talk. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Yes, Krishna, these are just the Microsoft planes here. I haven't bothered getting with other add-on aircrafts. I will. This is just a plane I never flew yet, but I'm trying to fix settings here that I...
Profile, FSXC. Virtual Cockpit U00, Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Profile, FSX, Microsoft Flight Simulator X. End flight dialog, end flight OD, continue flying mode C. Pressed. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Oh shit, did I just freaking turn sounds off? And why is it my volume just go down like the freaking...
Profile, FSX scenes, see pain. NVDA. Profile, FSX, exit NVDA restart. Profile. Profile, FSX scenes. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Oh shit. Alto S. Oh no, that Alto just mutes fucking sound. Damn it, Alto.
Setting sound dialog.
How do I get into like general?
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Oh no, E.
Settings general dialog. Pause on task switch alt, show opening, pause on prompt on use system time missions grouping, show catch compass, compass air track, show me auto open, use a pilot voice, alt V. Press, air traffic, international grouping, use a pilot voice, alt V, international unit of measure, graphic alt, international grouping, use a pilot voice, alt, press, international grouping, unit of measure, graphic alt, international, use a pilot voice, alt V. Press, international grouping, unit of measure, US, select the latitude, northern, longitude, western, setting, L, cancel, OK.
I hate the fact that I can't tell if it's on or not. And I really don't know, like, I don't like that the music just lowered, like... I'll turn the cabin music off, turn it back on, see if I can...
Press. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Oh, there. Cabin music off.
Cabin music off.
Cabin music
Microsoft
on.
Flight Simulator X.
Cabin music on.
Yeah.
Speech mode off.
Resume checklists.
Are we ready for the before takeoff checklist?
Affirmative.
Roger. I will run down the before takeoff checklist. Flight controls.
Confirmed.
The flight controls free and correct. Is the fuel selector set to both?
Affirmative.
The fuel selector is set to both. Propeller pitch set to high RPM. The propeller pitch is set to high RPM. The fuel condition lever should be set to high idle.
Set fuel condition lever to high idle.
Fuel condition lever on high idle. Elevator trim set for takeoff. Elevator properly set for takeoff. Piton heater set as required.
As required.
Anti-ice as required. The anti-ice settings are set as required. Navigation GPS on navigation. properly set on navigation. Confirm that the annunciator readings are correct, then say checked or confirm.
Confirm.
Autopilot off. The autopilot is off. Master Captain, ensure that the flaps are set for takeoff.
Flaps 8.
The flap positions in degrees are 10, 20, and 30. Radio set.
Flaps 10.
Flaps set to 10.
Confirmed.
The radios are properly set. Avionics set for departure.
Confirmed.
The avionics are set for departure. Master alternator switch on. The master alternator switch is on, confirming oil temperature. Oil temperature confirmed. Announce takeoff intentions.
Announce takeoff intentions.
Please wait.
November 14, traffic, landmark 1123, taking off runway 19er, departure to the east.
Landing lights on.
Landing lights on.
The landing lights are on. Strobe lights on.
Strobe lights on.
The strobe lights are on. Transponder on auto.
Confirmed.
The transponder's on auto. Confirm captain's clock is running.
Confirmed.
The before takeoff checklist has been completed. Do you want me to perform the takeoff and climb out checklists?
Krishna, I'm flying the Cessna 208 Caravan. That's what this plane is. It's a prop. A prop that kind of sounds like a jet, but you know. I figured I'd try a new plane. Affirmative.
Roger, I will execute the takeoff and climb out checklists. Do you want me to assist you?
Affirmative.
Roger. Release parking brakes.
Release parking brakes.
Parking brakes have been released. We are ready to roll.
Apply takeoff thrust.
Roger. Applying takeoff thrust.
Airspeed 110.
V1, ask me to do this after we're airborne and I'll be happy to comply. Rotate. V2. Master Captain, Specify airspeed. Flaps up and
airspeed
trim.
One,
aircraft
two,
clean. Roger. Airspeed 120. I will maintain this airspeed until you touch the brakes, or say, I'll control the speed.
Required departure, landmark 1123, is climbing through 700 for 3000. Landmark 1123, required departure, roger, altimeter 29960. Landmark 1123, turn right heading 055, resume on navigation, climb and maintain 3000.
Turn right heading 055.
Turn right heading 055. Proceed on course. Climb and maintain 3000. Landmark 1123.
Climb and maintain 3000. We were doing that.
Speech mode off. Flight planner. Top. Speech mode off.
Current heading 055.
Resume GPS navigation.
Roger. Resuming GPS navigation. The taxi lights are off.
Airspeed 140.
Roger. Airspeed 140. 2,888.
Airspeed 160.
Roger. Airspeed 160.
Airspeed 190.
Roger. Airspeed 190.
I don't know how fast this thing can go. Airspeed 320.
The specified airspeed exceeds aircraft specifications.
Airspeed 220.
Roger. Airspeed 220.
Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to 6, November, 6, 35 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 9:15 UTC.
Cockpit view.
Required approach. Cessna November 43993 with you.
Cessna November 43993. Required approach. Roger. Altimeter 29906.
Nice, McGuire Air Force Base.
Speech mode off. Microsoft Flight speech mode views. Speech mode off.
Level at 3,000.
Landmark 1123, you are 60 miles southwest, turn left heading 00. 5, expect sectors, visual, runway, west, water, approach. Cessna 905, Zulu, traffic is 9 o'clock, 4 miles at 3,000. Cessna Caravan, report them in sight. Cessna 905, Zulu, traffic in sight.
Acknowledge.
Turn left, heading 005, expect vectors visual, runway west, water, approach, landmark 1123.
Turn left, heading
005. Master Captain, I have set the navigation GPS switch to navigation.
Heading 005. Oh, it must be turning toward me now.
Current heading 005.
Mode talk. Profile. FSX scenes. Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Speech mode off.
Master Captain, I recommend that we execute the cruise checklist. Do you want me to run through the cruise checklist?
Affirmative.
Roger. I will perform the cruise checklist. Check airspeed. Airspeed checked. Flight instruments.
Confirmed.
The flight instruments have been checked. Check engine instruments.
Confirmed.
The engine instruments are functioning properly. Check engine temperatures.
Confirmed.
Engine temperatures have been checked. Verify fuel quantity.
Landmark 1123.
Fuel quantity.
Right heading 025.
Our total fuel quantity is 316 gallons, 1196 liters.
Confirmed.
Landmark 1123.
Roger. The fuel quantity has been checked. Radio set.
Confirmed. Turn right, heading 625.
Landmark 1123.
Turn right, heading 625.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mike. I am the first officer on this flight. We thank you for flying with us today, and I will be pointing out things and places of interest during our flight. We just crossed over the city of Clarksville.
Right,
for those passengers sitting on the right side of the aircraft, you might be able to see the lights of Old Bridge. For those of you sitting on the left, you might be able to see the lights of Pennington. We'll be crossing over Princeton momentarily. Thank you. The radios are properly set. Check autopilot.
Confirmed.
Autopilot checked. Set the set propeller pitches required.
Confirmed.
Anti-ice as required. Current heading 265. The anti-ice settings are set as required. Checklist completed.
Flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to 6 November 6. 40 minutes. Estimated time of arrival 9:29 UTC.
Airspeed 200.
Roger. Airspeed 200.
Airspeed 215.
Roger. Airspeed 215.
Airspeed 223.
Roger. Airspeed 230.
Airspeed 240.
Roger. Airspeed 240.
Well, I'm gonna determine the max speed of this fucking plane by, you know, going up by 10, fucking, or whatever. Airspeed 250.
Roger. Airspeed 250.
Airspeed 260.
Roger. Airspeed 260.
Airspeed 270.
Roger. Airspeed 270. Bro.
Airspeed 290.
Roger. Airspeed 290.
Airspeed 310.
The specified airspeed exceeds aircraft specifications.
Airspeed 300.
Roger. Airspeed 300.
Airspeed 307.
The specified airspeed exceeds aircraft specifications.
Airspeed 302.
Roger. Airspeed 300.
Airspeed 302.
Roger. Airspeed 300.
Alright, this is about as good as I think it's gonna go. Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to 6, November, 6, 44 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 9:37 UTC.
Autopilot on.
The autopilot is on. Hi, this is the first officer once again. Those sitting on the right side of the aircraft might be able to see the lights of Keller's Church, Pennsylvania, coming up shortly, and in addition the glow from the lights of Revere. We'll be crossing over the city of Forest Grove in a few minutes. Thank you.
That's cool. I guess we're flying over Pennsylvania. I don't know what route we're going, but I would think that we're going the wrong way, in my opinion. But well. Acknowledge.
Turn right, heading 145. Descend and maintain 3000. World travel 620.
I'm not world travel. What the hell? That's... Acknowledge.
Philadelphia, approach. Landmark 1123 with you, 3000.
Landmark 1123, Philadelphia, approach. Roger. Altimeter 2992. Landmark 1123, turn right heading 060.
Turn right heading 060.
Turn right heading 060. Landmark 1123.
Philadelphia approach. World travel 8906 with you. World travel 8906. Philadelphia approach. Roger. Altimeter 2994.
So we're approaching Philadelphia. We're on their frequency. We're not supposed to be going there. Get flight time to destination.
We'll travel 620. Turn right, heading 190.
Estimated flying time to 6, November 6, 30 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 9:27 UTC. Current heading 060.
No, see, that's the thing. I didn't hear any ATC announcements to go to contact the next tower.
Contact McGuire's approach on 120.25. Low travel gate 906. Descend and maintain 5,000. Descend and maintain 5,000. World travel gate 906.
120.25. World travel 620.
Philadelphia departure orbit 8-1-4, climbing through 1,100 for 6,000. Orbit 8-9-1-4. Philadelphia departure, roger. Altimeter 2-9-9-1.
Well, Philly's pretty busy even for this time of day. Because we are on the moon.
Contact New York approach on 132.8, orbit 8-9-1-4. Contact Washington Center on 124.775.
Acknowledge.
124.775, orbit
8-9-1-4. Acknowledge.
Going to 132.8, landmark 1123.
Contact next controller.
Switching over now. Going to 132.8.
New York approach, landmark 1123 with you, 3000.
Landmark 1123, New York approach, roger, altimeter 2-9-9-1.
Altimeter 2-9-9-1.
Altimeter set to 2-9-9-1. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer again. We just flew over the city of Forest Grove. Thank you.
above you. Cockpit view. There's four views, spot view, which is second view, the third view I think is a passenger cabin, which there's nothing, nobody in there, and then, the fourth view is, like another, I guess the other, like outside, I guess, like, wait, spot view is outside, I don't know what the fourth view is, and then you go back to cockpit. Flight time's the destination. Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to 6, November 6, 22 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 9:26 UTC.
Make a flight following announcement.
Landmark 1123, contact New York approach on 127.6.
Acknowledge.
Hi, this is the first officer once again. We just headed over the city of Flemington, New Jersey. Those sitting on the right side of the aircraft, if you look backwards, might be able to see the glow from the lights of Matawan. For those of you sitting on the left, you might be able to see Netgun. Thank you.
Contact next controller.
Roger. Going to 127.6.
New York approach, landmark 1123 with you. Landmark 1123, New York approach, roger, altimeter 2994.
Altimeter 2994.
Altimeter set to 29.94.
well, nothing much to, say no, I guess,
Landmark 1123, turn left, heading 040.
Chris, now you're gonna start flying again? Like, you know, well, virtually, obviously. Turn left, heading 040.
Turn left, heading 040. Landmark 1123.
Current heading 040.
Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to 6, November 6, 18 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 9:30 UTC.
How did I get through the time where it would actually tell me when I'd actually arrive? What time I'd arrive at, not the flying one, just get time to destination. Get time to destination. It's not what I say either. Get time to destination.
Speech mode talk. Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Speech mode off. Speech mode deep. Speech mode top. View flight and flight LD. Continue flying mode. View flight analysis LV. End flight LD. Continue flying mode C. Pressed. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
New York approach. Landmark 1123. Cancel IFR at this. Landmark 1123. Understand. Cancel IFR. Please confirm.
Oh, that sounds bad. Change to review change.
Landmark 1123, acknowledge last transmission.
Acknowledge.
New York approach, American Pacific 8515. Is it 10,100 descending 3000?
American Pacific 8515, New York approach, roger, altimeter 29991.
Acknowledge.
Negative, do not cancel IFR, landmark 1123. Landmark 1123, roger. Landmark 1123, turn right heading 055.
Turn right heading 055.
Turn right heading 055. Landmark 1123. Landmark 1123, turn right heading 090.
Turn right heading
090. Current heading 055.
Turn right heading 090. Landmark 1123.
Current heading 090.
Landmark 1123, contact New York approach on 120.8.
Contact next controller.
Going to 120.
Going to 127.6.
Acknowledge. Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to 6, November, 6, 8 millimeter machine minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 9:36 UTC.
Start window, Cortana window, search box land. Microsoft Flight Simulator 8.
New York approach, landmark 1123 with you 3000. Landmark 1123, New York approach, roger, altimeter 29994. Landmark 1123, turn right heading 190.
Turn right heading 190.
Turn right heading 190, landmark 1123.
Eight millimeter machine minutes, eh? Yeah, I think that means 8 minutes.
What, 5:55 AM?
Not bad, I guess.
Current heading 190.
Landmark 1123, descend and maintain 2000.
Descend and maintain 2000.
Landmark 1123.
Master
descent
Captain,
checklist.
This might be a good time to do the descent checklist. Roger. I will perform the descent checklist as required. Setting airspeed to 140. No smoking is on.
No smoking on.
Is the fuel selector set to both? No smoking signs are on.
Confirmed.
-500, 128. The fuel selector is set to both. Propeller pitch set to high RPM. Level at 2000. The propeller pitch is set to high RPM. The fuel condition lever should be set to high idle. The propeller pitch is set to high RPM.
Set fuel condition lever to high idle.
Fuel condition lever on high idle.
Landmark 1123.
PTOT heater set is required.
As required.
Flight instruments.
Confirmed.
Landmark 1123. Acknowledge last transmission.
Acknowledge.
The flight instruments have been checked. Check engine instrument.
Turn right heading 220, landmark 1123.
Turn right heading 220. Goddamn flight planner. Confirmed.
The engine instruments are functioning properly. Radio set.
Confirmed.
Current heading 220. The radios are properly set. Verify course setting.
Course setting. Confirmed.
The course setting has been verified. Navigation GPS on navigation. Properly set on navigation. Verify fuel quantity.
Fuel quantity.
Our total fuel quantity is 286 gallons, 1083 liters.
Confirmed.
Roger. The fuel quantity has been checked.
1123, turn left heading 180.
Prepare the arrival data for 6, November, 6.
Turn right heading
Master Captain, call for the approach checklist as we near final approach.
Turn left heading 180, landmark 1123.
The descent checklist has been completed.
Turn left heading 180.
Current heading 180.
5000.
Landmark 1123. Contact New York approach on 118.0. Pacifica 8724. New York approach. Roger. Altimeter 2993.
Contact next controller.
Switching over now. Going to 120.8.
Acknowledge.
New York approach, landmark 1123 with you 2000. Landmark 1123, New York approach, roger. Altimeter 2996. Landmark 1123, turn right heading 220.
Turn right heading 220.
Current heading 220.
Landmark 1123, turn left heading 180.
Turn left heading 180.
Turn left heading 180, landmark 1123.
Current heading 180.
Landmark 1123, turn right heading 190. Landmark 1123, you are 2 miles east, turn left heading 045. Descend and maintain 2000. Expect vectors visual, runway west, water approach.
Acknowledge.
Turn left heading 045. Descend and
turn
maintain
next heading 045.
Expect vectors visual, runway west, water approach. Landmark 123. Landmark 1123. Turn left heading 015.
Turn left heading 015.
Turn left heading 015. Landmark 1123.
Current heading 015.
Landmark 1123. Contact New York approach on
120.8. Acknowledge.
120.8 for Landmark 1123.
Contact next tower.
Switching over now. Going to 120.8.
New York approach, Landmark 1123 with you. Landmark 1123, New York approach, roger. Altimeter 29906.
Altimeter 29906.
29.60. Done.
Altimeter 29906.
29.906. Done.
Landmark 1123, turn right heading 025.
Turn right heading 025.
Turn right heading 025, Landmark 1123.
Current heading 025.
Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to 6, November, 6, 16 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 9:48 UTC.
Landmark 1123, turn left heading 300.
Turn left heading 300.
Turn left heading 300, Landmark 1123. Landmark 1123, turn turn left heading 265.
Turn left heading 265.
Turn left heading 265. Landmark 1123.
Current heading 265.
Gotta be almost there. Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to 6 November 6 8 millimeter machine minutes. Estimated time of arrival 9:55 UTC.
This is gonna be like I'm not gonna be able to end this flight, or I'm not gonna be able to end this flight anytime soon. Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to 6, November, 6, 18 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 9:54 UTC.
Alright, seriously, that at 4 was, 16 minutes. Turn left heading 205.
Turn left heading 205. Landmark 1123.
Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to 6, November, 6, 8 millimeter machine minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 9:56 UTC. Current heading 205.
Make a flight following announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer again. For those passengers sitting on the right side of the aircraft, you might be able to see the glow from the lights of Ringwood. We'll be heading over the city of New York, New York, in less than 2 minutes. Thank you.
Alright, that is where we'll be landing. New York, New York. Flying over, we should be landing there. Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to 6, November, 6, 17 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 9:56 UTC.
9:55, 9:56 UTC. max the airspeed out again, and then when we do the approach check, we still speed the mic will slow it down again. Airspeed 300.
Roger. Airspeed 300.
Landmark 1123, airport is 10 miles. At your 10 o'clock, turn left heading 185, report runway in sight.
Turn right heading 135.
Turn left heading 185, landmark 1123.
Runway in sight.
Landmark 1123, I have the runway in sight. Landmark 1123, you are 9 miles north, climb and maintain 2000, clear visual, runway west, water approach. Switch to advisory on 122.9er.
Load the ILS approach frequency for runway
current
west.
Heading 135. Sorry, that runway does not exist.
Load the ILS approach frequency for runway left.
Landmark 1123.
Sorry, that runway does not exist.
Acknowledge.
Descend and maintain 2000. Clear visual. Runway west. Water approach. Advisory on 122.9er. Landmark 1123.
Descend and maintain 2000. Prepare to make a visual approach on runway. Prepare to make a visual approach on 2. Prepare to make a visual approach on runway 2.
Sorry, that runway does not exist at 6, November. 6.
Well, you know, it says they tell me runway west. I don't know what that means. Load ILS approach frequency for active runway. Contact next controller.
Going to 120.8.
Acknowledge.
approach, orbit 2821, Whiskey. Orbit 2821, New York approach, roger, altimeter 2994. Orbit 2821, descend and maintain 1900. Descend and maintain 1900. Orbit 2821.
Acknowledge. Boat ILS approach frequency for runway west water.
Sorry, that runway does not exist.
Boat ILS approach frequency for runway 19er. Boat ILS approach frequency for runway 15. Runway they want to go to. Which runways exist on 6th November 6th? Which one?
The nautical sunrise and sunset times are 07:18 and 16:36, respectively.
Speech mode off. NVDA, you're not gonna...
Speech mode mute. Speech mode, Windows Help Internet Explorer. Profile, FSXC, Microsoft Flight Simulator. Speech mode off.
What runways exist on November 6th?
Runways for 6, November 6, are as follows. Length, 5,000 feet. Course, 360. Water, length, 5,000 feet. Course, 180. Water, end of report.
Load ILS approach frequency for water.
Sorry, that runway does not exist.
Which runways exist? What runways exist?
Runways for 6, November 6, are as follows. Length, 5,000 feet. Course, 360. Water, length, 5,000 feet. Course, 180. Water, end of report.
Load ILS approach frequency for runway 180.
Sorry, that runway does not exist.
What runways exist? What runways exist?
Runways for 6, November 6, are as follows. Length, 5,000 feet. Course, 360. Water, length, 5,000 feet. Course, 180. Water, end of report.
Is this not a freaking airport? I don't get how to... Prepare to make a visual approach on 180.
Sorry, that runway does not exist at 6, November 6.
Prepare to make a visual approach on runway 18. Prepare to make a visual approach on 18.
Sorry, that runway does not exist. 10-6, November 6.
Flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to 6, November 6, 20 minutes. Estimated time of arrival, 10:10 UTC.
I think I'm done. This is... I don't think there's an airport there. Just water or anything like that. I selected IFR flight, not visual. Okay, well maybe, you know, I have to make a visual approach, fine, but... It tells me the course of the runway, like what the heading is, but that doesn't give me the what the designation is, so like what is it? Guys, I'm gonna abort this flight because it's giving me conflicting information.
Speech mode, Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
So, the stream is pretty much over.
Dialogue SLY.
And I will.
Profile FSX.
I will do another one tomorrow, probably Metroplane Virtual Air, until I can figure out how to land at runways like that, where there's no designation.
Window capture checked, scene 2. Exit, Lugens. Global stop, edit scene not checked. Stop streaming.
So, goodbye, everybody.
Rest. Unavailable. Start streaming. Ops is currently active. Dialog ops is currently active. No alt-n. Yes, alt-1. No alt-n. Pre-profile. FS. Pro-profile. FS. Window capture checked. Dashboard. Settings. Start, edit scene. Stop recording. Split button. Submenu. Global sources. Stop recording.